It's so good to see you all here this evening. Hope you've enjoyed what's been going on so far. I certainly have. I think the guys have been working incredibly hard to prepare this stuff, and it's just fantastic. So one of the most well-known verses in the Bible, I'm sure you know, is taken from John 3:16, and it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life." And as we look at the Christmas story, I think those few words of that one simple verse just really summarize that Christmas story, doesn't it? That God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. Whosoever, that's anyone and everyone. And it's, like I said, it's not looking for any expectation. There's no kind of criteria to be able to come to God. It's anyone and everyone. Whosoever loves God can have everlasting life. So I just want to share with you for a couple of minutes before we close this evening, just on this idea of Christmas and actually just making space for God in the busyness of this time of year. So there's only 9 more sleeps by my count till Christmas. Who's excited? I am so excited for Christmas. Oh my gosh. This time of year just gets me on a total high. And I love it. So like many of you, we split our Christmases between families. So one year we'll be with my parents and one year we'll be with Ruth's family. And this year we're going to my mum's. And our two Christmases are very different. They're very different. And well, you guys know. So when we go to my mum's house, there's going to be 6-7 of us there. It's very low key. It's kind of fancy. My mum's a little bit fancy, so she'll cook some really nice food. It'll be very chilled. There'll probably be a bit of Cliff Richard playing or a bit of classical music. And you know, we'll have some Prosecco and we'll have some duck for dinner, and it'll be very refined kind of occasion. And then we spend Christmas with the Mansfields, and it's chaos. It's, you know, there's twice the amount of people, and we cram them all into wherever we're going. So a couple of years ago, we had it in our flat, and our flat wasn't very big. So we had to fill the dining room with 2 trestle tables. And so there was no room for anyone except to eat. So I said, after church, just go somewhere else. Just go away somewhere else. Leave me for an hour. Let me do my thing in the kitchen. I'll let you know when we're ready and you can come and we can eat together. And then once we've eaten, we'll clear it away and there'll be space for us all to hang out and go crazy opening presents. So thankfully they were gracious and did that. But I just love both types of Christmas. I love the kind of the calmness and the refined kind of time with my mum and my family. And I love the chaos of the kids just going mental. And it brings joy, doesn't it? You know, when the kids are tearing open their presents and they can't wait. And it's just, it just brings so much joy. And there's another, there's a ceremony that happens when we have a Mansfield Christmas. And Becky and Laura will take 1 sprout, and we all have to stop what we're doing and watch them as they eat their 1 sprout of the year, and it's a big deal. But then there's presents. Who loves presents? I love presents. And I kind of gather my presents up, and I'll wait until everyone's opened theirs, not so everyone can watch me, just because I want to watch them opening their presents, and then I can enjoy mine while I'm doing my thing. But once I've opened all my presents, I have this habit of gathering them all together into a pile. And so I'll find whatever the biggest, sturdiest thing is, whether that's, I don't know, a new laptop box, perhaps, or a TV, I don't know, that'd be quite, no. Or probably more likely a selection box. And I'll put that at the bottom, and then I'll pile up the other presents on top into a neat pile. And then I'll take that to my room and put it on the floor, and it'll probably sit there for a couple of weeks until things have calmed down a bit, and I actually have to start to make space for these new things that I've got. And you know, when you have to make space for the new things you've got, sometimes you have to get rid of the old stuff. So no doubt I'll get some socks and some pants because, you know, you can't get enough socks and pants. So I'll have to chuck out some of the ones that are a bit worse for wear and make space for the new stuff. And that's cool. And at this time of year, you know, it's a little bit like that because we can reflect over the past 12 months and we can think about what's gone by and we can start to make space for God at Christmas. You know, maybe there's stuff that you've gone through this year, whether it's relationship troubles or or financial worries or whatever it is, and you just kind of contemplate on those things and say, do you know what? I need to make some space for God to come in at this time of year and to do what only he can do in our lives. And then the new things we get, those new gifts that we get that come from God, like the gift of peace or the gift of hope or the gift of love, they can come into our lives because we've made space for them by getting rid of the stuff we no longer need, by getting rid of those worries and concerns of the year. And you know, it's interesting that in the Bible, and I kind of touched on this a little bit this morning, in the Christmas story, there's a character that we see portrayed in the nativities, this character of the innkeeper. And we don't actually know if he was an innkeeper. In fact, he may well have been a distant relative of Joseph, but there's this character in the Christmas story, and he's nameless, he's faceless, but he does something that's seemingly insignificant, but actually allowed something spectacular to happen. And what he did was he made a little bit of space so that Mary and Joseph could come and could ultimately allow their baby boy to be born, and Jesus came into the world. So what he did was he made a little bit of space. It wasn't a glorious space. It wasn't beautiful. It was actually just in a stable. But he made some space so that the King of Kings could come into this world. And what I want to ask you this Christmas time is, are you willing to just make a little bit of space for Jesus to come in? Are you going to make a little bit of space in your heart? Are you going to make a little bit of space in your lives? Are you going to clear away some of the busyness of Christmas to actually allow Jesus to come in to your lives? Do you know, life can be incredibly busy anyway. I've been running full pelt for months on end, and then Christmas comes and it just goes into overdrive, doesn't it? Because you've got shopping to buy, you've got food to plan for you, and then also at this time of year we try to cram in meeting people we haven't seen for years because we feel this need to see people because, I don't know, they're visiting family in the area or whatever. So we just add to our to-do list and make it even more busy than it needs to be. But actually God says, be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. And what we have to do is we need to just strip everything right back. We need to just strip it right back and create a little bit of space for God and not let the busyness of enjoying and celebrating Christmas get in the way of the actual reason that we celebrate. Because the reason for the season really is Jesus, as cheesy as that phrase is. But let me tell you, creating space in the busyness of our lives, it takes some sacrifice. It takes some hard work. It takes being intentional to say, do you know what? Although life is busy, and although I want to enjoy the celebrations of Christmas, and I want to see all my friends and family, actually, I'm going to make some space to spend some time with God. And that takes sacrifice on our lives. We need to really be intentional about it because there's so much fighting for our lives. And I'm reminded in the Christmas story about those wise men who traveled from the east to come and see the baby. And they took a journey of faith. They took a journey of praise. They took a journey of worship and a journey of sacrifice. You see, if you're going to travel for any length of time on a camel, you're probably going to get a sore bum. So they made a sacrifice to come and see Jesus. They spent a lot of time traveling on this very uncomfortable camel. I've never ridden one, but I can only imagine it's not so comfy. To see the baby Jesus, to see this boy that had been born. Why did they do that? Why did they make that sacrifice? Why did they invest that time? Because they wanted to make some space. Because they recognized that actually there was something really significant going on and they wanted to be a part of it. They wanted to witness it for themselves. And I wanted to challenge you, at this Christmas time, as we approach the end of 2018, can you believe how fast this year is? I feel like we say it every year, but this year has gone crazy fast for me. So as we come to the end of 2018 and begin 2019, are we willing to just make some space? You know, a lot of us who work kind of the 9 to 5, Monday to Friday, hopefully you'll get a bit of time off over Christmas. And that time, those week or 2 weeks, is going to be crammed full of stuff. But can we be intentional about making some space for Jesus? You know, we talked about it again this morning, about just allowing those moments to enjoy those moments, about taking an extra 30 seconds to just enjoy the moment we're in. Because actually there's some significance going on right here, right now. So this Christmas time, if you get some holiday, or even if you don't, be intentional about just taking a break, about taking some time out and remembering why it is that we celebrate. You know, I stand here this evening as someone who loves God, and I don't understand everything. There are some things about God that confuse the heck out of me, but I know one thing for certain, and that is that he loves you and he loves me. You know, I've seen Jesus make a huge impact in people's lives. He's made a huge impact in my life. So are we willing this Christmas time to just take a pause, to just hit pause and allow some space for God to come in and really impact us? For allow to just some space to hear what it is that he's saying to us at this time of year. Just to give that little bit of breathing space where we can say, God, speak to me. God, what it is that you're showing me. You know, I've been harping on about this a lot, and I'll apologize, but not really. You know, I believe that God has placed each and every one of us here for a purpose. And he has plans for every single one of you in this room. But we're not going to know what that plan and that purpose is for our lives if we don't create the space to hear from God. So let's create some space. You might not get everything. You might not understand it all. Well, join the club. I don't get it, but I know that Jesus loves me. And I know that he has a plan for me. And I know that he has a purpose for my life. So I'm just going to say, Jesus, this Christmas time, just speak to me. I'm going to give you some time. I'm going to just free myself up. I'm going to be intentional about creating some space so that you can speak to me. Because I firmly believe that when you make that space, when you take that time out, that something profound can happen when he speaks into your life, when you hear that still, small voice. So whatever it is that we're looking for this time of year, you know, whatever it is that you've been through this year, and I don't know where everyone's at, I don't know what your circumstance or situation might be, I don't know what it is that you're believing for or looking for or hoping for. You know, we can write Christmas lists, and my boys have done it really well. They've written some solid Christmas lists. Caleb's got one specifically for Lego. And then another Christmas list as well. And that's cool. You know, it's good to write lists. It's good to write down the stuff that we want and the stuff that we hope for. But actually do that with God too. Because he knows exactly what it is that we're looking for. He knows exactly what it is that's burning on our hearts. He knows exactly what it is that we're crying for and we're longing for and we're hoping for. But he still likes to hear it from you. So make a list. Whether that's a physical list or a mental list, make a list of the things that you want from God and think about those things. Spend some time just saying, God, do you know what? I really need you to move in this situation in my life because it's getting me down. Or God, I really need you to just inject some finances. I have no idea where it is it's going to come from, but can you just do that for me? Or maybe you just need to say, I need some hope. Or I need some peace, or I need some real rest. Whatever it is that you're looking for, whatever it is that you're hoping for right now, just think about that thing, think about those things, and then create some space this Christmas for God to speak to you. Let's pray. Lord God, we just thank you that you are the God of hope, the God of peace, the God of joy, the God of strength. And we thank you that we can look to you for whatever it is that we are needing. We can look to you for whatever it is that we're hoping for. And Father God, I pray that as we create some space this Christmas time for you to speak to us, that you will have a real impact on our lives, that you will do something significant within our lives that will bring us exactly what we need. Lord God, I just pray that you will meet us exactly where we are. And I just love the invitation of that song, that we can just gather around the table with you, that we can feast in your presence, Lord God. And I just pray that as we feast with you, that your love will just overwhelm us, that your blessings will just pour over us. And I just thank you that as the Father you are, you want to do that for us. And I thank you so much from the bottom of my heart that you made that sacrifice to give us your Son. And everything that seemingly insignificant scenario made to make something super important happen. And we just thank you for all that you've done for us and all that you continue to do for us. In Jesus' name, amen.